Welcome, everyone, to our advanced program. You know, in advance, we talk about so many things. We've talked about, we have travel and we have business, all kinds of things. And I'm so glad that we have one of our editors, Ruth, with us today from Montana. Ruth, I'm glad that you could be here with us in Asia for a little while and be on some of the programs.
I am too. Thank you for inviting me, Doris. And as our listeners probably know, I enjoy travel, but I also love music. So I'm thankful you invited me to be on this program.
Well, Ruth, you used to direct some choirs when you were here in Taipei at the schools, and you've had all kinds of music experience, and also you're a trumpet player, and we've played together many times, haven't we?
Yes, and that is a lot of fun.
And another thing, your father is a French horn player.
Well, music is something that my whole family enjoys.
Now, your father is still playing his French horn, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's 89.
He's 89, and he's still playing his French horn. I'm still playing my trumpet and my French horn. So if you love music, it's got an awesome power that lasts your whole life, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's something that's beautiful and wonderful, and it really, really affects people.
So when we say something has an awesome power, it means it is so great, magnificent, it's a strong power.
Yes, because you look at the word awesome and you see the word awe in it, and that's when you say, wow, something that's just so amazing and wonderful.
And so some of you listen to music a lot, but you don't realize the power it has in your life. You know, if you're even watching a TV drama and there's no music, it doesn't have any feeling. Dum-dum-dum-dum in the background makes it mysterious or exciting. And the power of music in movies and in films, really without it, they wouldn't have any power in them.
They would not. It adds a lot to the visual.
And so we're so glad that you could be with me today, and let's you and I talk about that, because we've played music together for many years, haven't we, Ruth?
Yes.
And so our article today, then, is on page 30, and it's called The Awesome Power of Music.
Many of us are aware of the mood-influencing power of music. Grocery stores play background music that stimulates buying. Doctor's offices play calming music. Youth fashion shops play foreground music, loud rock that attracts the young and the cool. Classical music supposedly stimulates learning abilities. Some studies have suggested that children who listen to Mozart make higher grades. Music was also known to be therapeutic in Old Testament times.
Well, many of us are aware of the mood-influencing power of music. Because when I read that, I thought, yes, that's really true. Because when I hear a certain song, it can make me feel happy and excited, or it can make me feel kind of sad and nostalgic, thinking about the past.
That's true, because it influences your whole mood. And even classical music, some people like Wagner, very heavy, kind of strong. But then you have people like Bach, who has very light music,
or
and
Mozart's
more dancing, fun music, right?
And I'm sure, Doris, you can remember when you hear a certain song, it will take you back to a time in your life where you have a special memory. It could be good or it could be bad. It really does affect you.
And it also affects the time. Like, for instance, you hear background music. We call it elevator music. When you're on the elevator, sometimes there's music. Or even if you're in a store. Why do they have music playing in a store sometimes?
Well, they say here that it stimulates buying, which means it makes you want to buy more. I have never really been aware of that. I mean, I enjoy the music, but I don't really think it makes me buy more carrots or something.
Well, that's true. But, you know, when you're in a doctor's office, they often play music to calm you down so you won't be too nervous when you go to see the doctor.
Right. I think that would be important at a dentist's office.
The dentist. Oh, my goodness, yes.
So it makes you feel calm and not worried about what's going to happen next.
But we often think about, you know, background music, because that's what we use when we're showing or illustrating something. But there's also something called foreground music.
And foreground music actually means it's music that you're intended to hear and pay attention to. And here it means the youth fashion shops want the music to attract the young people to come in.
That's true. And, you know, Ruth, I'm glad that that Pam can be with us today. Pam Osmond is here, and she really loves music. In fact, Pam's quite a nice singer herself.
Well, thank you, Doris. It's always great to be back, especially with you and Ruth. And this is a wonderful article. I'm looking forward to talking about music's influence with you.
Right. And, you know, music, like there's classical music and rock music, and sometimes people say, what kind of music do you like? Well, I like a little bit of all kinds. Just like food, you don't eat all vegetables and all dessert, a little bit. Don't you like that, a little bit of all kinds of music?
Yes, I do, because each music is a little bit different. It has a different feel to it, and it's all quite interesting and enjoyable.
That's right. And I think sometimes it depends on the mood that you're in, the way you feel, might determine what kind of music you want to listen to. Doris, when I have to clean my house, I put on peppy music, lively music.
Well, you know, music can also change your mood. You can be feeling a certain way, but the music, you feel sad, but you hear some very lively music, and it makes you feel happier. So music can also change your mood.
Well, that's why I think the author says at the beginning that this is mood influencing, because it can change your mood from happy to sad or sad to happy.
But, you know, this article that we're talking about on page 30 talks about the fact that classical music, supposedly, according to what they say, it stimulates or makes it stronger your learning abilities. So maybe we need a little classical music on advance to stimulate our abilities.
Maybe so. Maybe that would help some of our audience learn English better or remember their words better. I remember this idea that classical music stimulates learning. This has been around for a long time. In fact, there used to be CDs for babies that you could listen to that had Mozart or other kinds of classical music that would help them to learn better.
Well, and they even said this, that children who listen to Mozart even have higher grades. And now, in America, they've gone back to having more classical music in grade school even, instead of just popular music.
So Mozart, the particular kind of classical music we often use as meaning all of the older type of music, but classical is actually one particular branch of classical music that's very regular, that has very, very simple harmonies to it.
But I think when we think about classical, Ruth, it's safe to say we do think about Beethoven, Mozart, and the ones we consider the classical artists.
Right. Their music has lasted through the years.
Right.
But music was also known to be therapeutic way, way back in the very beginning in the Old Testament times when they wrote the Bible. They used music from the very beginning.
That's right, the very ancient times. And when something is therapeutic, it causes someone to feel happier or more relaxed.
That's right. We can talk about therapy. If you go to therapy, perhaps it's to help you become healthier or happier emotionally.
So music is very therapeutic, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So we're going to find out more how we can grasp the power of music and use it in our life. Let's read the next paragraph.
Grasping the power of music. Few have really understood the incredible power of music to change the world. Plato understood it when he wrote, "Give me the making of the songs of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws. I will control its people." Martin Luther understood it when he penned, "Music is a fair and glorious gift of God. I am strongly persuaded that after theology, there is no art which can be placed on the level with music. The devil flees before the sound of music almost as much as before the Word of God."
Well, few have really understood the incredible power of music to change the world. We want to be able to grasp it, to be able to really understand it.
And if you grasp something, you can think about grabbing something with your hand, but in this case, it means to understand, to easily understand.
Well, and we've talked about being, you know, a long time ago, you go back to Plato. When did Plato live?
A long time ago in ancient Greece. And he wrote, "Give me the making of the songs of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws. I will control its people." And that's very true. That shows the power of music.
Well, that's true because every big power has some kind of music that represents our government. We not only have national anthems, but we have folk songs and things that are kind of like Indians have their style, tribes people have their style, and the old German marching people had their style. So every country has music that represents their culture.
That's true. And music, as we've said, has an extremely big influence on people and on countries and nations. So you can make all kinds of laws, but the music really speaks more to the hearts of the people.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important point that he made. We go on to, the writer introduces another person for us, Martin Luther. He was a religious scholar, and it says that he penned something. If you pen something, it just means that you wrote it. You wrote it down.
Right. Nowadays, we have to put it on computers. We don't use pens anymore. But he wrote music. And what did he say then?
He says that music is a fair and glorious gift of God. I'm strongly persuaded that after theology, there is no art which can be placed on the level with music. The
okay.
devil flees.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because music, it reminds you, look at the music in the air and the birds sing and the fish in the sea, the whales sing. I mean, God made music when he made the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did, and it's an important part of that. And Martin Luther is strongly persuaded, meaning he is very sure about this because of all of his experience with music, that after theology, which is the study of God and religious beliefs, music is the most important thing.
When they say even good music scares the devil, we have to do
That's
something
right.
to scare him, right?
That's right. So he goes on to say the devil flees or runs away before the sound of music almost as much as before the word of God.
Well, and this is what Plato said. That was a long time ago. But even now, everybody knows the power of music. People use music to influence people.
Oh, yes, and we've talked before, Doris, about how music influences us. We mentioned movies or TV shows. You hear the music in the background, and it really can give you the suspenseful feeling or the excited feeling or the romantic feeling.
Mm-hmm. And that's quite a talent. You know, these movie directors hire the professionals who know how to move us with the right kind of music in the right scenes in these films.
That's true. It is very important. So remember, when you hear music, you say, I love music, I like it, but it has power in your life. And it has power in families. And when families get together, I know there were 8 kids in our family, and we played music and instruments and sang, and it makes the whole family come together. The power of music in a family is great, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, Doris, you mentioned earlier at the beginning of the 20th century, this is what families did to entertain themselves.
That's
true. Someone would play the piano or another instrument and they would get together and sing songs.
Right.
In fact, if you were a single woman back then and you could play the piano, you were much more marriageable.
Hmm, that's true. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, music is a part of all of our lives, and I think that every home needs music, is happier with music.
Mm-hmm.
Kids like music, but adults need to do it, and you need to sing together with your kids.
That's exactly right. You can create a lot of good memories. I know when my girls were smaller, we would go on long trips and sing. We had favorite songs that we would sing on the road together, and now my daughter is teaching her daughter some of those little songs that we used to sing together.
Well, when we were kids, we not only just would say our prayers at night, but we would sing our prayers and sing little songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can remember more. Anything that you need to say, you forget. But when you put it to music, you can sing it over and over.
Yes, putting something to music really does make it more memorable, because I think we can all remember words to songs that we learned long, long ago.
Right.
It's true. It's a good trick. It's a good trick for our listeners to remember. If you need to remember something, try to put it to music.
Right. That's why we have Sing It Out in our studio classroom, and then Hey and Jules is always having these song phrases, and we remember more when you sing them, don't we?
Right. Or Song Time in Let's Talk in English.
That's right. Well, one thing about music is that it is actually changing history. So let's read the next paragraph.
Changing history. Shortly after the turn of the century, USA Today and CNN News headlined The 100 Events That Shifted History, a list of the top news stories of the 20th century, as determined by a survey of 67 journalists and historians. standing at number 58, lower in rank than the bombing of Hiroshima and the first man on the moon, but higher than the Vietnam War, Watergate, the United Nations, NATO, and the Panama Canal, is The Beatles Appear on Ed Sullivan, 1964. Years earlier, on the 25th anniversary of the Beatles' 1967 Sgt. Pepper album, Time magazine featured it on its cover, and Ted Koppel on Nightline called the album an epical event in the history of Western civilization. In 2003, Paul McCartney made a moving TV special in Moscow's Red Square. Thousands of all ages, including preteens, sang the old Beatles songs with Sir Paul. Many older people were in tears.
So we begin by talking about the turn of the century. And here, this specifically is talking about the 20th century turning into the 21st century. But you always have to look at the context, because anytime we talk about the turn of the century, it just means changing from like the 1800s to the 1900s or the 1900s to the 2000s.
That's right, when one century ends and the next century begins. But as Ruth said here, we're talking specifically about the beginning of the 21st century and the USA Today and CNN News. So we're looking at a news story. In this case, music made news at this time. And they said the headline in CNN News was the 100 events that shifted or helped to change history.
And I think when a century changes, mm-hmm. you always like to look back and say, okay, over that last 100 years, what were the 100 most important news stories? So that's why they had this particular article, and it was a list of the top news stories of the 20th century, as determined by a survey of 67 journalists and historians. So they asked 67 people for their opinion on this.
And this, Ruth, would have been among the journalists, for sure. It would have been people who had written throughout a period of some years and covered the top stories. So right. they would have had a good idea of the news stories that really did make a difference in history.
And, of course, if you think way back in the century before this one, they had a lot of different things. And they said standing at number 58 was lower in rank than the bombing of Hiroshima, which was at the end of World War II.
Right.
The first man on the moon, that was pretty historical. And even the Vietnam War and Watergate, all the scandals and the United Nations and all of these things, they have another one that has to do with music.
That's right. The Beatles appear on Ed Sullivan, 1964. Now, that's very interesting, because if you're taking only 100 stories from 100 years, the fact that music features as number 58 is pretty amazing.
Well, it is.
And one particular group, the Beatles.
Right.
And the reason, I guess, this was so momentous or so important, a musical event, was because the Beatles were so popular at that time in Britain, but this was the first time that they had come to America and appeared on stage, a very popular program.
Ed Sullivan,
the
right.
Ed Sullivan Show.
Yes, it was a program that everybody watched back in the early 1960s.
Right.
And the Beatles in particular, their style of music was something completely different than people had heard before. It was new, it was exciting, it was youthful, and it was very appealing. And it just, its popularity just grew and grew and grew.
Well, it even says something like, it says years earlier on the 25th anniversary of their 1967 Pepper album. What does it say about that?
Well, Sgt. Pepper was the name of one of the Beatles' albums, and Time magazine, a very famous news magazine, featured the album on its cover. So in other words, you're seeing how influential the Beatles are in culture, because they
right.
make the list of the top 100 stories, and they're on the cover of Time magazine.
Every year, you know, they say, what's going to be on the cover of Time? Some
right.
famous person or some discovery? And imagine that the Beatles made the cover of Time magazine. It's pretty unusual.
That's right. And so they described it as an event that was so important or momentous that began a new development or era in music. We can't say just in America, because really they were popular around the world.
That's
the
true.
Beatles were, and actually changed music in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. That's why they say it's an epochal event. Mm-hmm. It's something, an epoch is a very long period of time. So an epochal event means that it's something that changes something over for a long period of time.
Well, the fact, you know, that Time magazine featured it on the cover was really something, because really everybody wishes they could get on a Time magazine cover. I mean, that's historical, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You can think about all the different famous people who have been on the cover of Time.
And then, of course, this Ted Koppel has a show called Nightline, right?
That's right. He was, during this particular period of time, he had a popular nighttime show, and he was a journalist, too.
Right.
Ted Koppel. And so he was. His opinions were very well respected.
And what did he say then?
He went on to say that he called this album, the Sgt. Pepper album, an epochal event in the history of Western civilization.
That's pretty strong language to think that some singers had something to do with the history of civilization.
It is, but when you think about what an influence music has, and then for those of us who remember this time, you remember what a big event and what a popular thing the Beatles were and how they did affect the entire culture.
That's right. And we'll learn more about it tomorrow, actually, how they had such an effect, a very momentous effect on some of the world's leaders, even.
In fact, when I visited in England and went to Liverpool, where they were from, they had this museum from them, and the whole city was affected by that over there. It's very famous now still.
That's right. And we can read on to more about Paul McCartney, who is one of the most famous members of the Beatles. The Beatles, of course, split up in the, I think, late 1960s,
mm-hmm.
and they all became famous on their own. But Paul McCartney made a very moving TV special in Moscow's Red Square. So in other words, he went there and performed, and then they filmed it for TV.
That's right. And Paul McCartney is still alive today, still performing. He actually just performed in my hometown,
is
Memphis,
that right?
Tennessee, this
in
weekend.
Tennessee. Is that right?
Hugely popular. All of these years later, decades later.
He must be pretty old now.
He is, but he's still a good performer, apparently.
Isn't that something else?
Well, and when he had this concert, or he made this TV special, thousands of people of all ages, young and teenagers and old people, including preteens, I mean kids who are maybe 8 or 9 or 10 years old, they sang the old Beatles songs with Paul McCartney, Sir Paul.
In Moscow's Red Square, that is, you know, doesn't seem very Russian. It's British, right?
That's right, but the songs just spoke to people's hearts all over Western civilization.
That's right, and what's interesting is you can see the different age groups who were represented there. We had the preteens that Ruth just mentioned, and the last sentence says that older people were there as well, and many of them were in tears. Why would they be in tears?
Yes.
Well, I would think it was because they would remember when they heard these songs when they were younger. As we'll talk about tomorrow, I think this music and this youth culture did have an effect in taking apart communism in the eastern part of Europe. So I think they could remember how they felt when they heard these songs and what happened as a result of them.
Mm-hmm. And I think particularly in the Soviet Union, it would have been the Soviet Union, this represented freedom
to
them.
Yes, true. They did. It was something quite different from their regular style. And so music, no matter whose music it is, we like music today. In fact, we have a studio classroom has the Heavenly Melody Singers, and they go around the world, and they sing in every country. And people in the audience, you could just see them wiping the tears of their eyes because they sing songs, even maybe local Taiwanese or Chinese folk songs from all over the world, and people just relate to when they were younger. And so folk songs sung by local groups still make a big impression,
mm-hmm.
don't they?
Because music really moves us. We said it earlier, but it really speaks to our hearts.
That's right.
And I think that's why the title of our article is so appropriate, The Awesome Power of Music, because it is something that has the power to move people in ways that nothing else can.
That's true. So we're going to talk about it more when we come back, and we're so glad that you're with us as we talk about music. Listen to some good music today. Sing some music or play some music, because it's all part of the world we live in, isn't it?
Yes.
That's right.
So We'll see you when we get back here tomorrow to finish the lesson. So have a good day today, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.